the numbers are very variable. I've been going every month because I want to try to figure out changes across months. Definitely, they've been increasing in numbers during this time of the year. So dry season means that they started to concentrate a little bit more and I'm getting higher numbers. And certain areas seem to have higher numbers in other parts of the month. So I've been in properties in Douglas Daly, Mataranka and Victoria River District. And they also vary in the regions in numbers. But on average, we've been getting around 700 animals per square kilometre.
Is that what you would have expected?
I wasn't expecting that much. I mean,
so it's a bigger problem than you even expected.
It's a huge, huge population. Like, if we look at the reported numbers for all the areas, all the in Queensland and also in the Northern Territory, in the past, reports show things like 20 individuals per square kilometre, 16, 17, a maximum of 60 in a place that just burn and have new growth coming up. But that was it. Higher numbers, above 100, are in very modified environments, like in the project in at its point in Darwin, where they were had water lawns and there were supplemented feeding involved, and they had huge numbers, but I wasn't expecting to get to that level.
So it's fair to say it's an explosion of wallabies, would you say?
Well, yes and no, because I don't think it's something that had just happened now. I think it's something that's been happening for the last 10 years or even more than that. It's just that I think the pastoralists have started to notice the problem as more intense, because there is a push for increased productivity, and that increase in productivity implies that pastoralists are trying to go into improved pastures. And once they go into improved pastures, the wallaby numbers are even more apparent, and they cause even higher costs. They just basically create more losses to production.
I guess those figures, 700 per square kilometre, doesn't mean a lot unless you look at also the land capacity and whether it can actually sustain those populations with the cattle, with the improved pastures. Is it too much for that land?
Well, that's interesting, because actually during this field day, I just noticed that project that is about calculating carrying capacity for the Northern Territory. I'm very interested to actually contact those guys to see what they said, because that is a project in itself to try to figure out how many animals the environment can sustain. What I've been using is an estimation of how many wallabies is equivalent to one head of cattle, and by the weight of the agile wallabies, it's estimated at about 21 wallabies is equivalent to one cattle. So that's also the number that we can use to try to estimate the cost to production, because if you have a pastoralist that have to supplement cattle with feed and they know how many cattle they have, how many heads, they can also tell me how many in terms of heads they're losing for an unknown reason, that is the wallabies.
Key to your research, of course, is getting some feedback from the pastoralists. You've been sending out surveys to try and find out what cattle producers think in terms of their numbers on their places. Have you had a good response so far?
Well, when I come to places like this, like the NTCA meetings or this field day here, everybody seems to be very interested in the project. However, I think there was a bit of a problem with the timing, the approval for the questionnaire and all that. And so we end up having the green light to send the questionnaires out at the end of March.
So just before everyone's getting ready to go mustering, so that they're just not getting these surveys back to you?
Exactly. A lot of the time I call them and actually ask them if they wanted to participate, if they wanted to answer the questionnaire, and the answer was like, oh, just send it later during the year, because at this moment
I'm chasing cows. I haven't got time.
Cows. There's no time. And I understand that. At the same time, so what I did, at the beginning it was going to be just an interview. I was going to call everybody that I could. But because of this, the people can't invest the time in talking to me. So I decided to change the way I do it. And now it's an electronic format. So I send the questionnaire. They can fill it up at whatever time and leisure that they can, and then send it back to me. The important thing is that at this moment, we are actually pressed by time. The funding for this first stage of the project is finished by October, and we need to put a report and also the application for the extension of the project. And for that, we need results. And at the moment, the level of answer for this question is been pretty low. We need more. We need people to get involved, to participate, to answer the questions. And more importantly, I also hear a lot of the people that I contact. They say, "Oh, I don't think I have a project problem with wallabies, so I don't think you wanna interview me." Actually, that's important too. If people that think that they don't have a problem, I want to know that they think they don't have a problem, or they know they don't have a problem, because that way I can then go back to those properties and say, why don't you have a problem? What are you doing differently in your land so you don't have a problem? So we can actually use that as part of the management plan. That is the goal of the project.